Excuse me. Who are you?
Rubeus Hagrid, keeper of keys and grounds at Hogwarts. Of course, you'll know all about Hogwarts.
Sorry, no.
No? Blimey, Harry, didn't you ever wonder where your mum and dad learned it all?
Learned what?
You're a wizard, Harry.
Most of you may know Scottish actor Robbie Coltrane for his role as Hagrid the Giant in the Harry Potter films. What you may not know is that the actor began his career as an artist, that he worked as an improvisational comedian, appeared in several British television series, Blackadder, the detective series Cracker, and that he has had many roles in movies, including a star turn with Eric Idle in the comedy Nuns on the Run. Now Robbie Coltrane is up to something completely different, a reality roadshow called Incredible Britain.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. And welcome to Celebrity Making an Arse of Himself.
In three episodes now available on DVD, Robbie Coltrane drives from London to his home in Glasgow on the back roads. Along the way, he introduces us to some amazing places and some very quirky people. Robbie Coltrane joins us from a studio in Glasgow. Welcome to the program.
Hello. Can you hear me?
I sure can.
Yeah.
The magic of radio. Now, I have no pun intended here, but is this kind of reality show a departure for you?
I guess it is, yes. I mean, it all came about because I live in Scotland. I work mainly in London. I mean, all the studios are in London. I quite often drive that road, and you see all these little turnoffs, the strange-sounding little places. You see church spires just over the horizon, you know. And I talked to lots of other people, and they said, you know, how often have you thought, just for once, instead of doing this dreary journey as fast as possible, just go off and see what's happening?
Had you visited some of these places before?
I'd never been to any of them before.
You know, you found some real interesting things in people. You had the weighing of the mayor in High Wycombe.
Fascinating.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to this, the ancient weighing-in ceremony.
Now, you certainly can't accuse the locals of failing to get into the spirit of things.
Poor things, all these banquets.
And our first victim.
Oh, here we go.
On you go. Good luck, son.
The big moment arrives.
The retiring mayor, Councillor Darren Hayday.
It sounds a wee bit like the sort of thing you would invent in a dull town to get tourists in, but actually it goes way back to the time of Queen Elizabeth, which is about the 1570s, something like that. What used to happen was that the mayor and the head of the local militia and the landowners and so on, who administered the area, appeared to be getting fat off the land. I mean, it's an expression, isn't it? Queen Elizabeth said that every year they had to weigh the mayor and all the notables of the town. And if they weighed more than they weighed the last year, then this town crier shouted out, you know, 15 stones and 4 pounds and some more, whereupon rotten fruit would be thrown at them.
Councillor Darren Hayday, and no more!
All Darren's time on the treadmill has paid off. It's a very practical way of making local government accountable to the people, and they do it every year.
Another place you visited, you met a pastor who provides funeral services for bikers. He outfits his motorcycle with a sidecar for the coffin.
That's right.
How did you work out that there was a demand for this, shall we say?
I was church minister in London, and I got asked to do some funerals of bikers who died.
Yeah.
And it really bothered me. We put them in the back of a car.
Yeah.
You would never give a Catholic a Protestant funeral or a Protestant a Catholic funeral. So why would you put a motorcycle through an automobile enthusiast? It doesn't make sense to me.
And the sidecars are built by the same people that make the bodies for Rolls Royce. I have to confess that I had a vision of a pretty tacky old sort of Harley Davidson with a coffin strapped to a sidecar. But it was incredibly tasteful, believe it or not. Beautifully made little sidecar. Two little openings at the front where the boots go, because if you're going to be cremated, you're not allowed to have your boots on for health and safety reasons. I don't know what health and safety there's left when you're going to be cremated. But of course, they do 170 miles an hour. So quite often he was saying one of the last requests of the deceased would be, make sure you overtake everything on the way to the funeral.
So are you not tempted sometimes just to give it a last...
Oh, we do. It's called the last blast. We've got the only funerals that flash people out of the outside lane.
What was your best moment?
Oh, gosh, it's such a difficult question. One of them was the bottle kicking, basically a controlled battle between two villages who have been doing this every year since they think about the time of the Romans, which is about 400 AD. There's a thing called a bottle, which is basically a small barrel of beer, and one bunch of boys from the village try to get it to their village, and one bunch of boys from the other village get it to their village. I have to say, it's like a car crash, and you have to see the replay to see where the ball was. There was two scrums. There must have been about 500 in each scrum. So you imagine 1,000 people battling it out to carry this thing from one village to another, and it's about 2.5 miles, I think it is.
The game can go on for hours. Hundreds of people all trying to wrestle a wee barrel over their try line.
It's completely insane. It's fantastic.
I've absolutely no idea how they know which side everyone's on or which direction they're going in.
It is basically a scrum, which is supposed to be where they got the idea for rugby for it. Or riots, I'm not sure which. It's just extraordinary.
Now, there's no referee, obviously, so apparently there's a general agreement there'll be no rough stuff. Yeah, right.
I might well have broken an ankle.
The astonishing thing is that nobody gets killed. And the rules are that you're not basically allowed to kill anybody. That's basically it.
Are some of the traditions in the villages you visited disappearing? I mean, I'm thinking of the dock pudding championships or the cheese roll.
Quite the reverse. Some of them are actually almost bogus. Do you remember the scarecrow?
Yeah, the scarecrow village.
Yeah, and that's only 10 years old. And yet it brings £2 million worth of income into the town because everybody wants an excuse to go out and put on their best dress and wander around a village and have a beer and a hamburger and listen to the band and all that. So I would say to anyone who watches the programme who doesn't have a tradition in their village to start one right now, because even though some of the traditions go back 700 years, there must have been a day when it was the first day.
Robbie Coltrane, Incredible Britain is now available on DVD, and he joined us from a studio in his hometown of Glasgow, Scotland. Robbie, thank you so much.
Surely. Nice to talk to you.
This is NPR's Weekend Edition, directed by Ned Wharton, with production help from Charla Baer, David Nogueras, Elsa Chang, Jessica Najunas, and Patrick Jaren-Watananen. Our technical director is Kevin Waite. Key Molesky and Mary Glendening are our reference librarians. Our theme music was written by B.J. Lederman. Our show was edited today by Laura Kranz. Our supervising senior editor is Jenny Bergall. Our supervising senior producer is Devar Iran Ardalan. I'm Leanne Hansen.